Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. This is our weekly kind of segment we have here with the head football coach of the Nicholls State Colonels. It's brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Health Systems. Thibodaux Regional Health System is the health provider for Nicholls State Athletics. The head football coach of the Colonels, Tommy Rybecki. Tommy, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Took a step up in class. Bobby and I were talking about the amount of people, that's in that community. What they have?
Well, they have 45,000 students.
Yeah. I mean, it's that's unreal, Tom. Because what they have at Nicholls, what is it? I don't think it's more than 7,500.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
So when you're sure, talking about playing, Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, coach.
Yeah, so they got 41,000 students. They got a 31,000-seat stadium. So, you know, if they get about half the students out, they're almost sold out every week. But definitely a step up in competition. They got a great thing going over there, and you can see where they're headed with going into the Pac-12. They definitely have the support and the community and a great environment to do that.
So, Coach, Tommy, what are you telling your team right now? You get off to a fast start in Carnet Word, and you're always going to have some type of adversity during the season. But going forward, once that be clear, whether you win or lose, what you're going to do the next week. What is the approach going forward that you're leading the team with as far as either you're getting better or you're getting worse? I know that slogan or take.
You're not staying the same.
Yeah. So what are you, how are you guiding the team right now?
Yeah, definitely, you said it, getting better, and it's focusing on improvement, focusing on daily improvement. What are the things that are going to help us play better? And then the results are going to follow. So it truly is about ignoring the noise. You know, it's not about looking at the scoreboard. It's not about looking at the standings right now. It's about improving every day, getting better. And we do those things, the results are going to come.
From a health standpoint, as you're getting closer to Southland Conference play, even though you played in Carnet Word in week one, from a health standpoint, everybody asks about this. How is it looking so far? Any time you play during the season, you got bumps and bruises. But for some major injuries, health-wise, what's going on with the Colonels?
Yeah, definitely a concern. Looking to get some guys back towards the end of this week. We had a few guys during the game get banged up, and so we'll look to get some of those guys back. And then some of the ones that have been out since the early season, still work in progress. I would say questionable on a few of those guys as we get closer to game time. We'll know what that looks like.
Coach, one of the things we had on, you know, Coach Selfo last week as they played LSU, and I asked him, do you like to play these games? And he started to laugh, and he was like, well, that's a yes and a no to it. The administration likes it because of the fact, hey, look, the money that you're going to get when you play in LSU certainly is different than if you play just anybody else. But he said, I'm not crazy about these games. these sort of games. Your feelings, and again, part of this is financial that you have to consider, and that's beyond even the football part of things. In playing games, when you got to go up against a team that with great resources and a state, you know, much bigger stadiums than John Yao Guidry and fan support, a little bit larger because of where they play at. Your thoughts on taking that step up in competition?
Yeah, definitely something that is a unique opportunity. Our players, our team, we look forward to it because, man, it's something different. It's another team outside of our conference and even a step up. Our guys look forward to playing in those games and playing against that type of competition. And I think it's really changed over the last few years since the transfer portal became a thing. You used to be able to go level up and play, and maybe you would catch a freshman quarterback and you would have an experienced team and have a chance to knock a team off. And I think a lot of that has changed with the transfer portal. You use Southeastern as an example. I mean, Bauer Sharp, if he's playing for Southeastern, he might make a few plays against LSU, but it turns out he's playing for LSU against Southeastern. So, you know, you got that exchange of players that has really changed the dynamic between our level playing up to those FBS opponents.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Tommy, when you look at small sample size here till you get in the meat of the Southland Conference schedule, who's maybe surprised you the most in the Southland Conference? Is it Lamar? I don't know. That kind of caught my attention. I think I might have mentioned this to you earlier. But to me, where Lamar is at right now, you know, like Incarnate Word, we understand, you know, we're familiar with them, the success that Nichols has had in Southeastern, but Northwestern still, they lost a tough game to Prairie View. Then you look at McNeese, seems like they maybe turned things around. But Lamar, to me, has been one of those teams that, and you see, they're ranked and getting national recognition now.
But look where they situated
Texas,
the
yeah,
school.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, and just that, what, 100-mile surrounding area
from
of
Beaumont.
Lamar,
yeah,
man,
Beaumont.
You can do plenty good recruiting around there.
Yeah, for sure. And you can see the build that Coach Rossimondo has done over the last few years at Lamar. They were in contention for the conference title 2 years ago and again last year. And you can see that program's continuing to mature, and they're off to a good start this year with the big win against South Dakota. And you talk about their recruiting base in that Golden Triangle area. Definitely a team to look out for. And I think once we get into Southland Conference play, you'll see a lot of other teams step up and each week be competitive in our league. So still a lot to be seen as we get through this last week of non-conference play.
When you talk about non-conference play, Tommy, has Nichols ever played Eastern Kentucky or what? Is this a first?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure if we played them yet or not. When you look at Eastern Kentucky, you couldn't have more parallel between our two teams. Both of us have two FBS losses. Both of us have a win against the Southland Conference team. They beat Houston Christian a few weeks ago. And then both of us have a loss to West Georgia of a score of about 30-10. and then we're both the Colonels, man. So you see just a ton of parallels between our two programs for this season, for sure.
Give us a little scouting report on Eastern Kentucky. What do they do really well that, you know, fans and watching the game or going to the game would want to pay attention to?
Yeah, first, just the program itself. Eastern Kentucky has been a mainstay in FCS football. I think they've been to the playoffs two of the last 3 years and have had a ton of success with even winning a few national championships back in the day. But this year's team, you look at them, they're a spread team on offense. So they're going to spread the ball out. Quarterback run game is definitely a factor. They got a lot of play action passes, take a lot of shots down the field. So we'll have to do a good job against all of that. And then defensively, they're going to load the box. They're going to play single high coverage. They're going to play, you know, bare front with five up on the line of scrimmage and then also some four down, still trying to number the box and keep you down a man, short a guy in the box for your run game.
On that Texas State staff, Bradley Pivotos on that staff? Did you? I don't know if you got to interact, but I think Bradley Dales was on that Texas State staff, correct?
Yes. Yes, Coach Pivoteau, he's on there as a defensive assistant. So we did see him at the game this weekend. Good to see him, too.
Man, Bradley, I mean, he's kind of bounced around college football pretty good, Coach Pivoteau.
He was the one always coming to my house in Atlanta with T-Bob. I said, "Don't worry, Peavy. He's going to sign with LSU." I said, "You know,
like, oh, I got to make sure." Come on, yeah, he was just checking to make sure.
You know, because that's when we had, the influence. And now he's the D coordinator. I think the Detroit Lions, Shepard.
Yep, Kelvin Stone
Mountain, and then the other linebacker. It was two starting linebackers.
Riley.
Yeah. They were all from the Atlanta area, and so that was all around T-Bob's time. So yeah, I've seen a lot of Pivoteau back in those days. That was about 20 years ago.
Coach, in getting ready, you say that there's a little bit more bumps and bruises than you'd like on this football team. But I think I told you this a couple of weeks back. I remember Coach Rebo always saying, man, you know, okay, what we did in late August and September, yeah, that does matter. But really what matters, Southland Conference play. That's the games that people remember you by in October and into November.
There's no question about that. Our team is really excited at this point in the season to get a chance to get into conference play. We got this one more game, but you know, and we're looking forward to that this weekend. But you know, what's ahead of us? There's a lot of really good football and good opportunity ahead of this team, and I'm excited for them. And we will work, you know, to get that done and win that Southland Conference.
And Tommy, where are you at right now with the quarterback room? And as far as, I don't know, just casual observation, it seemed like you're able to hit, like, chunk plays, you know, and you got to take the downfield shots. But where are you at as far as, like, having that double-digit drive, really controlling the ebb and flow of a game and the tempo? Where is the quarterback at with that mindset right now?
Yes, definitely still a work in progress. I mean, always looking for early down success. You know, not having a lot of success on third down has been one of our Achilles heel to this point in the season. I think some of that is related to doing well on first and second down to either avoid third down or put us in some really third and manageable. And you go into the quarterback play, how he affects that. You know, it's the intermediate passing game, the things off the quick run action that are able to put the ball in play and get you into some of those first downs made or manageable third down situation. So still working at it and definitely a point of emphasis for us.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always appreciate it. Go get you some barbecue in a few minutes. And, hey, come back with a W against Eastern Kentucky.
You know, off the top of my head, Tom, I'm thinking about this. Either Jim Harbaugh's dad, it might have been Western Kentucky, either Jim Harbaugh's dad coached at Eastern Kentucky or Western Kentucky. I know Western Kentucky's the Hilltoppers, right, and Kentucky State, Eastern Kentucky Colonels. But I'm telling you, there's a Harbaugh connection at one of those directional schools. You know, John and Jim Harbaugh's daddy.
And he stayed there forever,
yes,
too.
Yes, yeah.
He was a long time
coach there.
Western,
instead of Eastern, it might have been Western Kentucky.
Coach, thanks for joining us. Always appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
All righty. That was the head football coach of the Nicholls State Colonels, Tommy Rybecki. And this segment's brought to you weekly by Thibodaux Regional Health Systems, the official health provider of Nicholls State Athletics.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.